We're going to engage in lake meditation. We'll use that image. So allow yourself to take postures for practice. When you're at home, you may find this to be a nice practice to do lying down. So creating a bit of ease in the practice, but also given the afternoon time, some wakefulness, so you might need to have your eyes open a little. You might even need to stand periodically. Just take care of any sleepiness. We can take inspiration for lake meditation from our walk that we've just had down at the lake. So you might care to hold that image of the lake, how unbelievably blue it was. And it was quite still. A few ripples here and there. The sun shining brilliantly on it. A big swath of sunshine and dappled light on the water. That image may help you. And this poem by Yeats may also help you. The Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray. I hear it in the deep heart's core. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. We hear it, we see it. The image of the lake is profoundly evocative of peace and tranquility, especially in the midst of troubled times, or dull times, hectic times. So just holding in mind that image of the lake, drawing upon the lake you've just seen, images from the poem, whatever helps you. And being aware of some of the qualities of the water. The water is always receptive. It parts to allow anything it comes across and then resumes itself. Can we do that too? Invoking a quality of receptivity. And invoking that image of peace from the sense of the vision of the lake in our mind's eye. And so just feeling that the body is sitting. If at home, lying down, letting there be rest and ease through the body. Scan through the body briefly, and if you notice any sticking points, hard points, tight, contracted points, can you just receive them? Can you let them be here? Can you soften around them? Receive them just like the lake receives all objects, the rocks, the trees, the birds. The lake receives them all. Softening and receptive like the lake. Breathing into the body, especially any of those stuck points. Cultivating an allowing, opening, receptive attitude. Feeling breath and body as a whole, with the image of the lake in mind. Lakes too have a mirror-like quality to them. Clouds go across the sky and they're reflected in the lake. Birds too reflected in the lake. And so, whatever thoughts and emotions show up, can we just hold them in awareness with that reflective mirror-like quality? Not getting lost in them, just simply letting them be known, reflected in awareness, and allowed to move through. Sometimes the waters of the lake are choppy, And so too our minds can be restless, worried. Beneath the choppiness at the lake's surface, though, just a few feet underneath, it's quite calm, soft and undulating. So can we drop beneath any restlessness and worry that may be showing, invoking the lake qualities that are just beneath the surface when the waters are stirred up. Having a sense of breath and body can help you with that. Along with the image of the lake. Just noticing the various energies of your own mind and heart as they show. And let them come and go, just like the ripples and waves of a lake. Dropping beneath those ripples and waves to a sense of stillness. It's just beneath the surface. And take a few moments now to hold in mind an image of the whole of the lake we've just seen perhaps. It's really quite vast. So not just one part of the lake, but the lake as a whole, stretching out even to the horizon. And see if you can connect a sense of sitting and breathing with breath and body as a whole to this vastness of the whole lake. Connecting with a sense of spaciousness and full possibility to receive and abide with all things. feeling breath and body as a whole, as we imagine the whole lake.